de la muerte.
We got a lady that did it. I was down there in business, and I was taking a train. I thought it'd be scenic. You know, they still got those old locomotives running down in Mexico. And I'm sitting there smoking a camel, enjoying the sights and sounds. But all of a sudden, up ahead on the track, there were some burning logs. The track was black. There was a barricade there. Fires. Banditos. I thought, oh, my God. I slumped down in my seat. The banditos with two six guns in their hand. One of them came on board and said, I am Juan Corona de Vega, the most notorious bandito in all of Mexico. I have come to rob anyone. If there are any gringos on the train, we kill them. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, my God. Well, I instantly dropped to my knees. I started crawling to the back of the train. I get in the bathroom, and I slammed the door. Sure enough, he's going around saying, all right, give me your money. Any gringos here? Are there any gringos? And he tried the bathroom door, and it was locked. He pounded on the door. He said, who's in there? I said, nobody, just me. I'm in here. He said, well, open the door. I want to see if you are a gringo. I said, I am not a gringo. He said, well, open the door and check. I said, I cannot open the door. I am taking a massive guess of fun from passive senor. I would not offend the great Juan Carrera de Vega with the stench of my... He said, open the door. I want to see if you are a gringo. I said, I'm sorry, senor. It is very, very foul in here. Well, when you know, he starts putting his shoulder to the door. I hear wham, wham. Bam! And I'm sitting there, you know, on the pot thinking, oh, my God. Bam! The door comes in off his hinges. He's standing there, a mountain of a man with two six guns. He sees me sitting there, mafia, waka! He knows that I'm a gringo. And just then he grabs his chest, the effort to knock the door down. He goes, we're talking myocardial. Boom, he drops to his knees, and boom, his head goes in my lap. You know, his cohorts come running in. They see him like that, and they say, oh, look, I didn't know one guy running the big had a tender side. He must be embarrassed. He's blushing. He's blushing. I said, he's not blushing. That's what you call post-mortem lividity.
Yeah, you'll get to work late this morning, but you'll walk in with a smile on your face. Courtesy of the Grease Man on DC 101.